Have you ever wondered if what you believe is really true? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And Jermaine Chapman says many people struggle in that area.
I would probably say it's the same thing that causes teenagers to walk away is what drew me to the Lord. You get to this place in high school where the Sunday school lessons, as beautiful as they are, don't translate in the real world. One of the conversations I've had with my son from time to time is how much our Sunday school lessons are kind of sanitized from the hardship of life.
And Jermaine says even in the midst of life's questions, you can find answers and ultimately peace.
We talk about things in flowery terms. It's not really relatable. And so I reached this place where it was just kind of like, I'm seeing people die as a teenager. I'm seeing people turn to drugs and alcohol as a release from the pressure that we had. You know, I lived in a neighborhood where I think I had to walk 6 blocks to school. And there was a 2-block stretch in there where if you weren't careful, you could get beat up. You know, it's like my Sunday school lessons, as they were presented, didn't help me with those realities. And so it came down to the question of, do I believe this? Do I really believe in who God is and that he is able and that these stories are true? And so it's just kind of like, I don't know what this word says to me, but I believe that it's true. And so I'm going to trust that it is relevant in my life.
You can choose to believe God's truths and through his Holy Spirit have peace in knowing what is right and true. Do you want to learn more about knowing and trusting God? Go to makingyourlifecount.com and click on the Who is Jesus tab.